The Mix Morning Fix is
on the air.
Good morning to you, 6:06. Thanks for hanging out with us. John, Justin, Jackson is here. High today at 41. They're saying rain back on Thursday, but outside of that, I don't see snow. Justin, I know you were in the break room looking at the news. Did you see anything different?
Yes, I did. I get my pre-show coffee.
Yes.
He was saying that we're going to see snow Thursday into Friday.
So it's not rain. You're telling me it's snow.
According to the young man doing the weather there on Channel 2.
You know, I guess the snow over the weekend was only 3% water. It was a dry snow.
Oh, was it?
Great for skiing.
So was it nice, light, and fluffy?
But it will not help our water reservoir at all.
I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
And I've lived around snow my entire life.
How can snow only be 3% water?
Because it is water.
Isn't it 100% water?
It turns out, no. I have no clue how it works.
So what's the other 97% of the flake?
Listen, in no way am I qualified to have this conversation.
Can we have a scientist or like a meteorologist call into the show and explain this to me?
I tend to think I'm slightly a scientist and meteorologist in one.
Clearly not, because you can't answer my question.
Get Damian Yanni on the phone.
I bet I could get one on the phone.
Text through and let's see who you can get. Okay. Oh, your buddy over at ABC4.
Yeah, Devin.
Devin.
We'll
Devin would be perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get Devin on to explain that I'm correct on this one.
You are not. You are so obviously not.
The tsunami warning, if you woke up this morning to the CNN alert about a tsunami warning for Alaska has been canceled. There was a 7.9 earthquake up in the water off of Alaska, and they thought that it might trigger this big tsunami, but it ended up nothing, so we're good there, which is good news because those things move fast and they are dangerous.
Do you think that maybe it was another accident and then they had to recall it? But this time they were like, it got canceled. Never mind.
Just another person pushing the wrong button.
Yeah.
You have a new dude.
If so, that's terrible.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah.
New guy
scary.
Doesn't know how to work his station.
No, right, exactly. Like,
also, I'm not waking up for that alarm at like 3 a.m. It's not happening.
Maybe they turn on the alarm the way they, like, I don't know about you, but the Amber Alert alarms scare the heck out of me every time. There's like,
yes.
Bah, bah, on your phone.
Am I such a bad person? I turn those off.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing is mine's not consistent. Sometimes I'll get it, and then we were, like, out the other day. Didn't we get one on Sunday? Lori's phone went off. Mine did not.
It was on either Sunday or Saturday. I was driving with the kids.
And
yeah.
It's loud, but hers went off. Mine did not. I'm like, huh, apparently they don't care. I don't need to know on this one.
Yeah, no. I'm getting some texts about the 3% water for snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The 97% is fairies, so thank you to Mac for
that
one.
That is incorrect also.
It's fairy dust.
Another text saying the rest of the volume is just air. Yeah, I'm going with that. It's air, guys. It's air.
I don't know how that's possible. Anyway, we're going to talk to a meteorologist. Really get to the bottom of this because it still doesn't make sense to me.
Justin, did you have a good evening?
I had a great night.
Yeah?
It was one of those nights. Two things, okay? I went to bed early. I got 8 hours of sleep last night,
nice.
Which is crazy. And then you just made my morning because right before we went on the air, you told me John O'Hurley's going to call sometime in the next week.
Elaine? That's all I got of John O'Hurley.
So I'm off to a good start. I mean, everything's good. I'm rusted in that news.
Jackson, John O'Hurley, very excited about that, right?
You know, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Elaine, it's Elaine. Mr. Peterman.
I don't watch Seinfeld.
Elaine,
I don't think it's
through
funny.
A Brazilian jungle.
I need him to do something like that.
I was wearing pleated pants at
yes.
the time.
Yes. So good. Man, I wish I could get into Seinfeld because for some reason it has some weird creepy hold on everyone who watches it.
It was great.
But I just can't get into it.
What did you do last night, Jackson?
I hosted trivia over at Twist.
How was it?
It was great.
Good
we
turnout?
Had so much fun. It could be better. I'm talking to you who's listening right now. 7 o'clock on Mondays at Twist.
You know what?
Attendance could be better.
You need to work Mr. Peterman into your questions.
Yeah.
I don't.
Or host it as Mr. Peterman.
Trivia!
Listen, I'll do some YouTubing before we talk
well, let
to
me
him.
Ask you a question.
Do you feel like when you're hosting trivia that you're the very own host of HQ? The app?
I do, but I'm better than Scott.
Of course.
Who usually hosts HQ.
Yeah. Someone's smack at the most popular trivia game right now.
That dude's got a bunch of bad
I'm
jokes.
I'm just really good. Listen, he's not great, guys.
Today is January 23rd. Not only is it my mom's birthday, but it is also National Handwriting Day.
Okay.
And so Jackson has asked for a handwriting sample from all of us, which I hope he's not using in the court of law. I'm hoping this is just for social media.
Well, does anybody write anymore?
That's true.
I mean, other than like maybe a grocery list.
Do they mean handwriting as in cursive or just like writing with your hand?
Writing with your hand, right? Yeah.
Okay.
It's National Handwriting Day. I just saw that. I don't know if you have to do cursive with the... If we had to do cursive, man, you would not be able to read a single thing I write.
I think that that's our next challenge, too. We both have to write something in cursive.
My cursive is kind of like Spanglish. Part of it is in cursive. Part of it is just normal, like, writing. All right, so we've done these handwriting samples. You've taken a photo of them.
Yes, it's up on Instagram, and give me one second. It's up on Facebook now.
And we're going to ask you to try to figure out whose handwriting is whose. So see if you can figure out mine. I'm John, Justin's, and Jackson's. And it's just a fun game for the morning. Jackson, before we get going, also, what is Twist? Where is it? We have some people who are interested in going.
Oh, it's a bar right off the corner of 4th South and Main Street in Salt Lake City. It's a lot of fun.
So next Monday, 7 p.m., you'll be doing it again,
I'll be there every week.
Okay. How does the story end? If you think you know it, text us. Join the show, 61544. 28-year-old guy. His name is Douglas from Tampa, Florida. Justin.
That's right.
It's where you worked out.
Tampa.
He was driving drunk on Wednesday afternoon, and he pulled into a drive-thru to order himself a burrito.
Man, this is just everyday life in Tampa right here.
Sounds right.
Drunk driving and burritos?
When you worked there, and you worked afternoons, didn't you?
Yeah.
In radio in Tampa?
Yes, I did.
How many people who called in were just drunk?
A lot.
Like every day?
Yeah.
You have to live in Florida.
It's a little rougher on the edges.
I had a buddy who did afternoons there who told me that that was like the radio's thing was like at 4 p.m. It was almost, you know how it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Yes.
But they just did like all drinking stuff.
That's what goes on in that town.
That's Florida.
Oh, yeah. So if you're in your 20s, that's a great place for you.
Right. So he goes to the drive-thru. The problem is he thought it was a Taco Bell drive-thru. Where was he? How does the story end?
He was at Walgreens.
Ah.
I guess there it would be CVS. There's a CVS on every corner.
So, you know, he's trying to get a burrito, but they're going like, listen, man, all we have is Sudafed.
Well, they have that weird basket that goes, zzz, and goes up and over. You know, uh-huh. So he was trying to order a burrito through that. And so.
Oh, a burrito pneumatic tube.
Yes.
I don't hate it.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I love it. I'm a fan.
Copyright us.
And then you open up the capsule and your burrito's in there.
What a brilliant fast food idea.
Yeah, because then I don't have to talk to anyone ever again.
You know, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and I'm going to go start my new empire. This was fun. This was a good show.
Two burritos? Yeah. Were you going to say? Never mind. There's so many questions. We'll get to that later.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and say that he accidentally wandered into one of those spay and neuter clinics for your... cats.
What a terrible place to wander into.
But here's the problem. He was very convincing, so they ended up giving him the no more baby surgery anyway.
So wait, he went in for a burrito and came out.
He's like, I demand to be taken care of. But he was talking about burritos. They were talking about neutering him, and they were like, all right, I guess. Like,
this isn't a bean and cheese burrito.
Yeah. Nope. You're going to go home with an ice pack and a bottle full of pills.
So many questions on that one, too.
Gosh. No, he did not drive through a Taco Bell. He pulled up to a Bank of America.
Nice. Yes, he did.
Sure.
The manager called the cops, and when they got there, Douglas was still there in his car waiting for his bean and cheese burrito.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
Which you got to think was a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
So do you think he kept like pushing the call button like, hello? Hello? Or do you think they were like...
It's coming. Yeah. We're just making it for you still.
So he's,
hold on, sir.
He's like, all right, I got a burrito coming. I'm just going to hang out here.
Candy Crush on his phone waiting for it to come through the...
I'm guessing things were getting heated if the police had to be dispatched.
Oh, so you think he was like demanding the burrito and they're like, sir, we don't have burritos here.
And then he got angry, which I get it. If someone tells me they don't have burritos, I'm equally as angry. I'd hold up a place because of a burrito.
Well, of course. Yeah. I know your Taco Bell fascination.
I love Taco Bell.
He was arrested for a DUI. That is how the story ends. We are still in January of 2018, which means we don't know how the year is going to go. We're not sure what pop culture trends are going to be the most popular, but Pop Sugar has decided to kind of look into the old crystal ball, read the tea leaves, and come up with 8 trends expected to blow up this year in 2018.
Okay.
Number one at the top of the list, and I don't think this is far off at all, strong women.
Oh, yeah.
2018 will be the year that we really get in there and celebrate women the way they deserve to be celebrated. I think the momentum started in 2017.
Yeah.
But if you watch what's happened so far.
You think it's going to peak there, or has it peaked already?
No, I think it's going to continue.
It's still going to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
It's never been out of style in my house.
There it is.
Powerful women, man. I tell you, amen. That's what I grew up around.
Eight trends expected to blow up. The color lavender. I guess rose gold and millennial pink have been all in.
Yeah, it's because you remember everybody's iPhone had to be rose gold.
Oh, man. Rose gold was everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. No, lavender is the new color that you're going to see all around town.
Okay, so a light purple. That's going to be fun.
All right, that's nice.
I enjoy lavender, the smell.
I don't know if I enjoy lavender, the color.
Right.
As a male.
Is that a pastel?
It is. It's very, it's like it's a light purple, right?
It's like an Easter color.
Yeah.
Which is great in April, but I don't know if I need that in July.
I like a good lavender.
You're all right with it?
Yeah. Right. If everything looked and smelled like lavender, the world would be a better place.
I agree with the smell. Sparkling everything. Oh, man.
No.
Oh, no. This is good. Okay. It's not like glitter.
Oh, good.
They're saying if you're a big fan of the bubbly, good news for you. Sparkling drinks will be all the rage, not just alcohol.
You had me worried that it was lavender and everything's going to sparkle like glitter. I'm like, where are we living?
Justin's like, I'm out. Yeah, I'm done.
I'm out. I'm moving to Texas where they won't allow that.
I assumed you meant sparkling water and was already angry. How dare you ruin water like that?
I love sparkling water.
Ugh, no.
Little sparkling water in a splash of like cranberry juice.
It just makes you burp than drinking water.
Yeah,
it's
also
like busy and fun.
It like attacks your tongue. It attacks your mouth.
Yeah, there's like a party going on. There's a big rave in my mouth.
I don't want my water to fight back. Just get down my gullet.
Tap water's so boring. Sparkling water has a little flavor to it.
Ugh, no, fun. Thank you.
The 80s look. Having a comeback.
I like that idea. You know what? I was watching last night. I stopped on A Living Color. I guess that was the 90s, but everything was so bright back in the 80s and 90s, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all going to be seen from down the street now.
I don't feel like the jeans in the 80s were great. Those were the high jeans, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I was still a little young to have fashionable stuff.
High-waisted jeans are still a thing.
Right. They're back again.
I know, but they have been for, like, years.
I don't like them. I'm going to fight that one. Okay. Self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Is expected to blow up this year. I feel like that was more of a...
What do you mean by self-care?
Fitness studios are trendy, and meditating has become really big. Look at all the meditation apps that are out there, including like Headspace, Calm. Eight trends expected to blow up. One that I'm excited about. Harry and Meghan's wedding. Woo!
Oh, man.
How can we focus on anything else in 2018 when we have a royal wedding to look forward to?
Wonder what day of the week that'll be on.
I don't know. Friday.
We don't know yet. We don't have a date yet, do we?
I'll tell you, we'll be taking it off. So I can.
We'll have a little watching party here in the office.
I'm gonna make tea, have some crumpets.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have some funny hats.
That sounds great, you guys.
What else did the British eat?
I have got to just go home and wash my hair. Like, gotta
Come
wash
on,
my
Jackson.
Hair. Sorry, I already had that appointment booked long before you asked.
Get on board with the Harry and Meghan wedding.
I will not. Why?
Why not? It's pomp and circumstance. I love it.
It is not even our royalty.
Who cares? It's still fun to watch the
whole... It's not like Britney Spears is getting married.
No. Well, she's got married a few times by now, so that's not as exciting.
Only one time that counted.
CBD products. Do you guys know what CBD products are?
No. What is it?
So it's not marijuana, but it's like the closest you can get. It's an active but not psychoactive ingredient in cannabis.
Okay.
So all the feels, none of the stoned. And you'll see, like, the signs. They're, like, these green signs with black writing. I've seen them in town a lot that say CBD oil.
It's a big thing right now.
It's huge,
Because the government hasn't cracked down on it yet.
I think we used to have a sponsor that was a massage place that also had
CBD
oil. Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually know the owner over there. She's cool.
Oh, okay.
I guess I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, she does the CBD oils in between your massages because it's so relaxing.
And finally, of the eight trends expected to blow up this year in 2018, matte black, M-A-T-T-E, matte.
Matte, like a matte paint, like a matte finish?
I guess so. Doesn't that mean like it's flat? Isn't that what matte means?
I kind of figured it was like black with like a light coat on top
or
something. Yeah,
matte means not shiny.
They say
crusty.
Matte black is a sexy look and is coming for our homes in decorative items.
Oh.
So your house is going to be lavender and matte black.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I actually kind of like it.
You're on board.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And you'll be serving sparkling water.
No, I won't.
Yes.
No, I'll be serving sparkling water at your funeral walk-ins. Don't you dare.
Justin's 7 a.m.
Hey, what do you get when you put a candle in a suit of armor?
What do you get when you put a candle in a suit of armor?
A nightlight.
Okay.
No, you didn't like that one?
That was okay.
I thought it was pretty solid. I got a Facebook message the other day from listener Eric that I thought I'd read to you. And then if we can help Eric out, I think that'd be great. If you could text us 61544, that's the text short code. You can always call us too, 844-649-1051. Hey, John, my girlfriend and I have been together for 3 months, and she keeps pinching me.
Okay. Oh, what?
Not just a little pinch either. One that leaves bruises.
Whoa.
She once did it to me after I spilt coffee on her bed. Another time was in public when I was finishing a conversation before responding to her. And another time was when I met her family and didn't help do the dishes.
Ugh.
I've asked her to stop pinching me, but she told me that I need to man up. What do you think? Am I just not being a man?
No.
Eric, I think you're like, she's punishing you with these pinches.
61544 is a text short code. I have not written back yet. I wrote back saying, hey, man, I'm going to talk about this on air. I hope it's okay. And that was it.
I don't know. This is a tough one.
It is not a tough one. Here's the deal, you guys. Biting, spitting, and pinching are the worst human beings. Like, that's the worst thing you can do as a human being. Mm-hmm. That should stop at age 12. And if your child is still doing...
Age 12?
I meant 2. But if your child is still doing it after age 2, you need to send them to, like, a mental hospital or something.
Wow.
Because that's the worst.
It's pretty extreme.
Yeah, no. Like, there is nothing more horrible than biting, spitting, and pinching. That's just... that's just bad manners. It's not even a matter of, like, oh, you need to be a man or she needs to, you know, lighten up or whatever. Like, that is a deal breaker.
Justin?
I don't know if it's that bad.
Okay.
I think it maybe the how aggressive it is to where it's leaving a mark.
The corrective action.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you've probably, I know I have, you're talking, blah, 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 blah. It's like you're starting to say too much and all of a sudden you get the pinch under the table. It's like, shut up.
Right.
I've had that.
So now
then it's like, what?
Are you getting like a love pinch, or are you getting a pinch that leaves a bruise like what's happening to Eric here?
I've never gotten a bruise from it.
Do you think that it's okay what she's doing, but maybe he should just ask her to back off and not pinch so hard? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't think if someone tells you to stop touching them in a certain way, you stop touching them in a certain way.
You don't just tell them to man up?
No, don't put your hands on people, ever.
This text just came in. I understand this girlfriend. My husband was the same way, and I would smack him to get his attention. Now he's learned to listen.
Okay, he's not a puppy.
Well, no, we're not training a dog.
That's what I said earlier. It sounds to me like corrective action, doesn't
it? Yeah, I don't like that part of it, but...
I'll teach him to listen.
Other texts. Pinch her back. No, don't do that.
Don't
do that. No, listen. If she's pinching him hard enough for bruises, but if he does it to her... You could end up in a lot of trouble.
That's true.
I would not pinch her back. Get out. She needs to stop acting like a child.
That's exactly right.
This is not okay behavior. Another text. He needs to pinch her back or break up with her. She's trying to, quote, correct his behavior that she finds unacceptable. That is being childish.
But I don't think pinching back is the answer. I think the answer is which he said he did, ask her to stop. And then if she doesn't, and that's really that much of a problem for you, then leave her.
And I feel like it went probably like this, too. Like, hey, do you mind not pinching me? Like, it really does hurt. Oh, does my little pinching hurt you?
Yeah.
Oh, poor little guy can't handle a pinch from me.
Well, that's when you just lift up your shirt and like, really? Because there's a bruise right here to prove that.
But you don't have to leave a bruise to not want to be touched by somebody in a certain way.
Someone says if it leaves a mark, technically it is abuse.
Even if it's not a mark, it's still abuse. I'm saying what she's doing is fundamentally wrong.
What about a poke? What about a poke instead of a
pinch?
Yeah,
I like the poke.
Can you poke?
Yes.
Facebook at one point said it was okay to poke.
It still is.
Right.
Let's poke.
Maybe just a friendly tickle.
If everyone involved is cool with it, but if someone says, I don't like that, and then you continue doing it, then you're being a jerk.
Right.
The phase man up is so outdated and degrading towards men, that's not a healthy relationship.
Amen.
Yeah, I think that would bother me, being told a man up. I'm like, I'm not... This has nothing to do with that. This has to do with just my own personal feelings right now.
Dude, man up a little bit.
Stop it. This girl needs to learn how to communicate with her mouth instead of her fingers. I want to go back to this first text I got before anyone else saying my husband was the same way. I would smack him to get his attention.
Yeah,
that's someone who's
cool.
Like on the same page, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jackson. Bad behavior. This has happened to me. I slapped her. And she stopped and broke up with me the next day. Well, you can't. That's not a good path to be on.
Don't hit people.
One does not have the other.
Well, yeah. She pinched you and you slapped her.
Again, it was a Facebook message I received from Eric. Does he just need a man up? What do you think?
If the situation were reversed and he was pinching her and leaving bruises, hello, would he not be in trouble in today's what's going on?
Oh,
so,
absolutely,
yeah.
About
fair play. I mean, it's not right for her. If you can't have a conversation to help correct somebody's issues that you have with them, then this is not a good relationship, I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't seem healthy. Hey, Penny, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Hi, Max.
I think that girl is ridiculous.
Amen.
Well said.
Tell me about it.
Like, come on. Who pinches somebody?
Right?
Ridiculous. He needs to run away.
And the fact that he's asked her to stop, and instead of, like, listening to him, she starts mocking him and saying, oh,
right.
You got man up.
Yeah, no, she is probably way too high maintenance. Dude could probably do way better.
Agreed. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Back to the text. I think pinching is unacceptable. Just like hitting, she is rude and childish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is a form of abuse. Jackson, you're being way too sensitive. If you don't want to be touched, you're in a relationship, you're going to be touched.
Good point.
Okay, but here's the deal. If I consent to being touched, that's fine. But if I ask you not to do something and not to touch me in a certain way, then that means no. And if you're doing it, you are breaking my trust. You're assaulting me. I don't think it's sensitive to ask not to be touched in a certain way and then for you to not do that. I don't think that's a lot to ask at all.
No, that seems like just the basic steps of communication.
Yeah, that's just being a decent human being. And also, that's why I'm single, because I don't like being touched ever by anyone for any reason.
He's a grown man trying to pinch, so what she wants is going to lead to worse things later on in a relationship. It's not okay, not cool. Being told to stop then doing it is harassment. Leave her. This is horrid behavior. Man up is degrading to both genders. I agree with that.
Yep.
It's about having and meeting expectations. She has the expectation that he will do the dishes, and when she doesn't, she's upset and pinches him. A discussion of what each person expects needs to be had. I agree he probably should have helped with the dishes. I do not agree that he needs to be smacked or pinched, though, to do so.
No. You go up to him and you say, hey, why didn't you help us out with the dishes?
Hey, John, it sounds to me like he's looking for support from you guys. It's almost like he wants to hear it's okay to end the relationship over this.
You know what? I think that also.
Yeah. Is that how you guys feel from this?
Yeah, he just wants the validation from us.
He wants to know whether or not he should break up with his girlfriend, but you need to run.
Justin told us this story of something he did over the weekend, which sounds like something I would have done, back in middle school?
Well, yeah, it was. It was one of those things where you start talking. We went down the rabbit hole of the challenges. Then it's like, hey, have you ever done the saltine challenge? And it's like, no. Well, what's the saltine challenge is? Can you eat 6 saltines in 60 seconds? And a lot of people are like, I can totally do that.
Yeah, of course.
Because it doesn't sound like that big of a deal. You know, especially with the girls, like Lloyd and I were like, I eat crackers all the time. You know, you're knocking them down. Then it was like, well, it's harder than you think. And so guess what? We tried the saltine challenge.
So over the weekend, you, a grown man, decided to try the saltine challenge.
It was more than just one grown man. It was several grown men and a lot of grown women that were trying the saltine challenge.
I was going to say, it's a group of adults.
I just meant adults in general,
right?
I guess. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jackson, have you ever tried the saltine challenge? Before.
I have not. I have tried to eat a lot of salty crackers before.
And you've eaten a lot of them in your time.
Yeah. In my day, mm-hmm. I'm a veteran of the saltine cracker life.
So we've decided we are going to try it, and that's why we are on Facebook Live right now. Justin, I'm going to hand you the camera here.
The rule is you just can't take a swig right before you start it.
Okay, so neither of us had water during the Lights Down Low song.
Yes.
So we're both probably at the same place in our mouths right now.
Okay, I'm going to get the camera so I can see both of you guys.
So my mouth is already dry. Like, I'm already starting dry,
one,
I feel.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 saltine crackers in my hand.
I got to say, a couple of the different people did it different ways.
Yes.
I know which one worked out better than the other.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to know that now or do you want to do it your own way.
I think
way.
I want to try my own style.
Yeah, we'll take our own hand at it.
Hey, thanks, coach, but I think we got this here.
Just trying to help you out, buddy.
So the idea
is, trying to do.
In 60 seconds, if we can eat 6 of these saltine crackers, right?
Okay, can you reset your timer on the board over there, too, when it comes time?
Yeah, I'll do that. And then my other thing is, this is going to break my whole 30 again. You guys know that I've been on the Whole30 diet. My wife, Jen, put me on it at the beginning of this year. And I broke it once already when we went to the melting pot. And I crushed the cheese. Crushed
wow,
it.
You have
yeah.
to.
And I had to start over. So does this mean I'm going to have to start over again?
No, it's only a couple of crackers because you're not going to eat as many as you think.
Can
you
we
are.
Make the agreement we don't tell my wife this time?
Oh, I already texted her. Don't worry.
Okay.
You are no help at all. Do you have the timer over there?
I got my timer. I'll start
and
the
since
stopwatch.
We're going to have saltines crammed in our mouth, I guess I'll leave it to you to take over for the next 60 seconds.
Yeah, I'll kind of commentate the whole thing, and I'll give everybody an update on where we are in time.
Why am I nervous?
I don't know. I don't want to do this.
Are you nervous as well?
I don't like this.
Crackers.
I don't
need six of them.
I'm afraid I don't know.
I'm going to throw up.
It's not like the cinnamon challenge. It's not going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. I'm ready if Jackson's ready.
Okay, are you guys ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1. Okay, the 60-second challenge has started. They're going one at a time.
My mouth is dry. All right.
After one, you've already gotten one in. Jackson, what are you on? Show of hands. He's on two already. John, you're on two as well.
I'm just two. I'm going to double up, I think, on my next one.
Yeah, I'm just going to stuff him on in there because we're approaching 15 seconds into the challenge.
Wow, it's surprising. It's so hard to do.
Okay.
It's really hard.
I'm
going to
say this from a man that's already done it. About the second one, it sucks all moisture out of your mouth. And you're just like, okay, I still have four more to go. You guys are at 30 seconds, so you're halfway through. How are you guys doing on the challenge?
I got crumbs all over the board.
That's all right. We're moving studios, so we'll be all right. We'll do this for the next people. Jackson just spit it out. You'll be able to watch this whole thing
on
camera.
How much time do I have left?
You're at 42 seconds right now, so we're approaching.
Here we go.
Stuff it in there. Now, how are you going to swallow this all in the next 13 seconds? 10 seconds. Let me move the camera up so everybody can see. Boy, we're down to the last 5 seconds. Are you going to beat the challenge?
I got you.
3, 2, 1, and
I'm
time
out.
Is up.
I'm out.
You're out.
I'm out. Hold on.
What are you going to do now? We're on the air live, and you got a mouthful of crackers.
Don't look at my pile.
Yeah?
There's a pile of just...
How dry is your mouth right now?
I can barely talk right now.
Okay.
How do you do it? What's the way to do it?
A lot of them, if you break all six of them up and shove them in there... Because then you're going to focus on mainly the next minute and trying to swallow it instead of taking them in one at a time.
Wow.
Crush them up in your hand first.
Just crush the whole thing up and pour all six in and just focus. You got 1 minute to try to swallow the whole thing.
I thought we did a valiant effort, though.
You did, though.
Yeah. I gave it a go.
Yeah.
So. I know what you guys are going to be doing at your parties this weekend.
No one's going to do this.
No, you're going
to
do this.
Let's say good morning to, from ABC4, Good For Utah, Devin Lucy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
I said at the beginning of the show that even though we had a lot of snow over the weekend, it was only 3% water. And I was lambasted by these two that they're like, oh, snow's made of water, John. Do you not understand science? And I said, no, I don't. And
is
so,
that what we sound like?
That's exactly how you sound like.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because you guys are big bullies. Okay. So we're like, we're going to call our friend Devin Lucy from Good Things Utah. Help us out, Devin.
Well, there's a couple ways to look at this, but let's kind of start at the beginning. It's 100% water.
Right, because it's a snowflake.
Right.
Right. Wait, let me say 99.9. There's a little ice nuclei, maybe a dust particle. But I think what you're looking at here and the point you're getting to was there's a thing we call the snow ratio. Mm. And that gets to when the air gets much colder. Generally, the rule of thumb is if you get like an inch of water and convert that to snow, you melt it, make it snowflakes, it could be 10 inches of snow, right?
Oh.
And, well, here in Utah, we're generally colder temperatures, especially to the mountains, what we call that snow ratio. So the water content of where that snow is going to be made and how much water it takes to make more snow, we're easily on 15 to 1.
Okay, so the idea is we had all the snow, but if you melted it down, it doesn't give us the amount of water we were hoping for.
Precisely.
So... Please. Was I correct this morning, or was I wrong?
In saying that it was 3% water?
Yes.
you were absolutely not on target.
Oh, okay.
Wrong.
Yeah, he got wrong.
Wrong.
Wah, wah.
Hey, thanks for clearing that up for us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a great morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Through Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Hey, save time shopping for Valentine's gift with the Shane Company. Here's what they got. You can shop online and pick up in-store. All you have to do is shop online at shaneco.com. So the Oscar nominees were announced, less than an hour ago, so they're kind of hot off the press. Here's what we got. The Best Picture, Call Me By Your Name, The Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and 3 Billboards.
Jackson, you saw Get Out.
Oh, and it's so good.
So let me ask, I thought it was like a horror flick.
It is. But it's like, it's not so much a horror as it is a psychological thriller.
Okay.
And I don't think it'll win, but it absolutely should.
Is Granted, that good?
I haven't seen many of the other nominees.
Right.
It's just super different. Like, the concept is so great. And it's it was directed by a comedian, so you wouldn't expect it to be so suspenseful and drama. Oh, it's so good.
Is it? See, the only one on this list that I've seen is Dunkirk.
Me too. Which I enjoyed.
The Post I wouldn't mind seeing, but I don't think that that's one that will win. Lady Bird, though, I keep hearing about that one.
I want to see Lady Bird as well.
Yeah, because that one's been mentioned so many times for so many different awards.
I don't know. The Post might win because of all the heavy hitters. Like, all three, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, right. They're all industry darlings.
Yes,
like,
they are.
Everyone loves those three.
Yeah,
so
it could happen.
Yeah.
Best Animated, we've got Boss Baby. I didn't realize that was this year. The Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent.
Being
I don't know that
the,
one.
The resident animated
Do you know
expert.
Loving Vincent, though?
No, I don't know that one. But I will tell you that I want Boss Baby to win over
you know
Coco.
What? I did see that one. Out of the all of them on the list, we did see Boss Baby because the kids wanted to go. But it was good.
Listen, Coco probably deserves to win. It's a beautiful film. But Boss Baby, to me, was much more enjoyable to watch, especially with kids my age at 5 and 4.
Right.
Like, we've watched Boss Baby many times. I don't think they have a desire to watch Coco again.
No. Jackson, did you pull up the list of males?
Yeah,
or songs.
I have actor in a leading role.
Okay, yeah.
All right, actor in a leading role. We've got Timothée Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire.
Gary Oldman played the Prime Minister of Britain during World War II.
Churchill?
Churchill. And they're saying he's going to get the...
Is he going
to? Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
I'll bet he was so good at that. I love him.
Who was the lead actress?
In that movie?
No. Lead actress nominees. Do you guys have that
I
one?
I have that.
Okay.
Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water. Frances McDormand for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which does look great. Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, who I hope wins, but I don't think she will.
You don't think?
Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird and Meryl Streep for The Post.
Man, that's a tough category right there, too.
Yeah.
So Meryl won't win. I'm just calling it now.
Yeah, I don't think she will either. But I also don't think it may be Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird because I've heard so many incredible
things. Huh.
But, like, just recently. So I think they're just getting the Oscar buzz out.
Got it.
And that's the key to doing it.
Okay, the show's coming up March 4th on ABC, so we'll probably recap after what's going on. Kind of sad news. Neil Diamond is retiring from his touring because of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
I hate to see this.
Oh,
you know what? There are so many. You don't realize how many. I wouldn't say they're closet fans. You just didn't know that they were fans until he comes to concert. Everyone's so excited to go to a Neil Diamond concert. Every time he comes here, majority of our office goes. It was like, oh, man, Neil Diamond, it was so good.
You know, he actually canceled the rest of his European tour. That's how bad his Parkinson's was getting.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's not something where he was just sitting at home and decided to retire.
Right.
He retired mid-tour.
Oh, that sucks. So, yeah. You know why? Because the doctors probably said, you know what, bud? It's probably about time to hang it up, which would be a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, that's your life.
We wish you well, Neil Diamond, because it was definitely a great... We love singing along to all the songs, and we probably will for the end of time, right? Sweet Caroline. All right, guys, that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. Jackson, I did get a text saying that Get Out was the worst. Was it polarizing? Is it one of those that...
I don't think so. I think maybe that person didn't get it.
Oh.
Shots fired.
Shade. That's a good list.
It is a good list.
I want to go through that.
Yeah, I don't hate this list.
Jackson.
I decided to get back to my roots, you know, just really figure out who I am. So I picked up some more Taco Bell news.
Of course.
Yeah.
Reducing this may be the next beauty fad.
Reducing something, huh? I always thought more was better.
Yeah. Reduction sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it an ear reduction? Have they perfected that technology?
Not yet.
You'll have to pick the story you want to hear. Call us right now. The texts are coming in. Amanda says Taco Bell news always.
Mm-hmm.
We have a split car. My husband wants Jackson because he loves Taco Bell, but my vote is for John. Sorry, Justin. No one picked you.
Oh, man.
I feel like that wasn't necessary to throw in.
No kidding. That was like a little salt on it,
wasn't
it?
A dig.
But I like it. I choose Justin, and a shout out to my police officer husband, Andy.
Hey, what up, Andy?
Andy, thank you, man.
Officer Andy.
Appreciate it. First of all, I got to say that the movie Get Out was horrible. We were talking about that last hour.
Yeah.
But I do want to vote for Justin. Oh, man. I thought it was going my own.
Hater.
Can I pick all of them? But I guess if I have to pick one, I'm going with Jackson. I love Taco Bell. Michaela is voting for Justin. Thanks for making me laugh. You're welcome, Michaela. Travis says, I'm Travis from Magna. I usually go with John, but his tees suck today. I gotta go with Justin. Ouch.
Another wow. Salty one, huh?
Brutal.
You guys are mean today. I know.
Thick skin, man.
Connor from Murray. I know you guys never read my text, but I'm voting for Jackson today. Well, how does that feel, Connor?
Yeah,
thanks, Connor.
We got you on that one, didn't we, bud?
Cooper says, yo quiero Taco Bell. Let's go, Jackson.
That was solid. Thanks, Cooper.
I want to hear both Justin and John's story today, but I think I'm going Justin. No!
If you can't decide between John and Justin, you can just throw the vote my way.
No.
It's fine.
No. Sarah says, I will see you guys tomorrow at El Paisa.
All right.
That's awesome. And voting for me today. Thank you, Sarah. Let's see. And the winner on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018 is, Justin, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay, this is according to BuzzFeed, too. They put a survey together of the rudest things you can do when texting. And there's 10 things on this list. Texting on a date, 94% of people say that is rude. That's a big number.
Well, I think especially on like a first date where you're trying to get to know the person, put the phone away.
Right.
Don't put it up on the table to where it seems like the phone's more important than the person across from you.
94% though. Okay, 87% of people say texting during a movie is rude.
Yes.
And that is.
Please
stop. You know
why?
Because it's extremely bright in the theater.
And also, then I try to read it if you're by me.
Do you really?
Stop being nosy.
I can't
That's
help it.
Your problem.
No, it's going on. I can't help it.
How about texting while you're out to dinner with other people? 76% of people say that is rude.
Sometimes the conversation bores me.
This one I don't.
Yeah.
Just replying to a text with a lowercase K.
Oh, that's not ever okay.
Okay.
That's rude.
I do that all the time. Really?
Okay.
I mean, if we're in a fight and you respond with K, I'll just lose it.
You're going to drive over there and choke him?
Yeah. I'll be like, and another thing. I'm going to take this K and shove it down your throat. You little jerk.
Just sending a one-word response. That kind of goes back to like K. Intentionally waiting to respond to send a text. And that's John's wife right there.
Oh, Jen will wait months before responding to you. And she doesn't have a good reason for it.
No, she just doesn't get around to it.
She reads it. I'm like, well, if you read it, you can respond to it.
Even K.
Yeah.
It's better than
just
not responding.
Acknowledge the fact that you read the text message.
Texting while you walk. 26% of people say that is rude.
I don't know if it's rude. It's not safe.
No, it's not. Because
we've
seen how many people have walked off cliffs doing stuff like this. Texting someone in the same room.
I text you guys in the building all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Texting people in the same room is considered rude?
Yeah.
According to this list. Same room. You can't have a conversation. You know what? Quit being lazy and just have the conversation is basically what they're saying.
But what if there are other ears in the room and I need to, you know, what if you and I need to talk smack about John?
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's talking smack about John, and so that's always okay.
Is that why you guys are always texting each
yes.
other?
Yes. And
that makes sense.
Using lots of emojis, that is rude.
No,
and
not.
Texting someone a long paragraph, I agree, that is way too long. I don't want a novel. That's at the point you pick up the phone and call me. Because I'm going to give you probably a 3-word answer.
After the whole paragraph.
Yes.
You know, okay, I found this out on the iPhone. If a text message that you get is too long, you have to open it as a separate document.
I've never had that long of a text message.
My sister and I got into a fight, and the text that I got back.
She told you.
Yeah. You know how I responded? Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
It's rude. Kay. Jackson, it's rude.
Yeah, she had like a 4-page thing. Okay.
All three stories are going to be up online, mix1051utah.com. Also, we tell all three stories in our podcast every day, which you can download right up on our website or on Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, all of those as well. Today is National Handwriting Day, so the three of us, we wrote the same sentence. We did the quick brown fox.
Jumps over the lazy dog.
Yes, that one.
Yep.
We wrote it onto a post-it note, and Jackson took a photo of it, and we're seeing if you can figure out our handwriting. I will tell you, after looking at it, all of us look like psychopaths. That's one. There's not one person on the show that has healthy-looking handwriting.
No, it's not all like serial killer writing. Trust me, I've looked at a lot of serial killer handwriting analysis.
Of course, yeah.
There's only one that does. I'm not gonna point out names.
Oh, come on, name names.
One, Mr. Justin Taylor.
Is it really that bad?
It's just really slanty. Like it's. Like, oh,
as if he was cutting someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, look at the Zodiac writings.
Then look at Justin.
And then look at Justin. Have you seen Zodiac and Justin in the same room before?
No. Never have.
Not once.
No.
Whoa.
Justin might be the Zodiac killer,
yeah,
you
never
guys.
Know. Never know.
Yes, we're going to take 10 texts as it all on this poll because yesterday I was telling both Justin and Jackson about my wife, Jen. She organizes her apps on her smartphone in the strangest way ever. I noticed that she has her Instagram app under photography and not her social media folder, which to me sounds insane.
That is crazy.
Like, it should be next to Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
Not over there with her, like, photo stuff.
No. The photo stuff is, like, your editors, your meme makers.
Right.
Your camera, all
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I think.
Yeah.
We agreed on this part. But then I went on to say how I don't even understand why she has folders.
Okay, good. I was like, man, do I feel old right now because I don't have any folders.
I don't use folders. The only folders I have are the ones that came with my iPhone that say extras. And there's one that says photography. Must have come with it.
Is there one that says photography?
Well, no wonder you've lost so much weight. You keep swiping with your thumbs
just
to get to any app. It takes you like 80 swipes.
It's too confusing to have all the folders on the phone.
Really,
I know exactly where, like, which page my apps are on, so I can swipe three and look
you
up.
You sound 400 years old right now.
What, because I don't use folders on my smartphone?
Those newfangled smartphone folders. I don't know how to use them there things.
No.
Yeah. That's what you sound like, by the way.
Just like that.
Because he does. Well, I don't have enough room on my phone for any more apps anyway.
Justin, back me up.
I'm trying to back you
folders
up.
Folders are insane to have.
They
right?
are insane to have.
Okay.
Because you and I don't have it. I have what came on the phone.
You're right, yeah.
I didn't even know you could add folders.
How many folders do you have on your phone, Jackson?
God, probably 7.
Count while I read some of the texts coming into 61544. A lot of people saying that Jen having Instagram under photography is very weird, but I guess that's how iPhone does it by default. She needs to update it.
Yes.
Yes. Brittany just said, hey, my Instagram is my photography folder too, and I make a lot of folders. No, Brittany, don't.
That's weird.
You don't need a lot of
folders.
I have
7 folders.
You have 7 folders.
Yeah. How do you even make a folder?
Oh, and I'm sorry. I forgot about the 2 bonus folders, the 8 and 9 back there on the other page that I don't ever look at. You just hold the one icon and you drag it over to another, and then it just creates a folder between the 2 of them.
Gotcha.
It's nifty.
I group most of my absent folders, but my mainly used ones, I'll stay on my main page for easy access. That's from Sam.
Yeah, that's I do that too.
Not me. My most used app is actually like on the 4th page of swipes.
I feel that you and I don't use enough apps, and that's why we don't need folders.
I don't believe for a second that John doesn't have like 15, 20 apps.
I think
on
John's
there.
Probably in the same boat I am. I don't have enough storage to download any apps.
I have a lot of apps. He has a ton of
yeah,
apps.
You're
look
like
at
me.
All of those. Oh, he's probably got like 40 apps.
Yeah.
50 apps.
40 apps, 0 folders.
Yeah.
10 Tech says it all. For some reason, Jackson thinks folders are a necessity when it comes to a smartphone. Justin and I say, let it lie.
Well, yeah, let it
lie.
Let
it lie.
It doesn't matter.
Both crazy.
What do you need a folder for?
There's obviously a very generational divide here, you guys.
Yeah, but then I'm like, well, what folder is it in? I don't
when
know where I put it.
Text us, put your age in it as well.
Yes.
61544. 61051, hi.
Hi, I wanted to give an opinion on the folders thing, but I'm driving, so I can't text you.
Oh, no, this is perfect. That's totally fine. So we're arguing about whether or not you use folders on your smartphone. Jackson used a bunch of them. Justin and I use 0.
So I'm 23, almost 24, and I not only use folders, I alphabetize my folders out of, like, categories, and then I alphabetize the apps inside my alphabetized folder.
Respect.
Why are you nodding your head like that's how it's supposed to be, Jackson?
I just love the thought of that. Like, that organization, that is way happier than any man could ever make me. Like, though that just flow.
Whoa, because I've got, like, 4 different music apps, because, like, sometimes you're listening to Google Play, sometimes you're listening to Spotify, sometimes you're listening to Pandora. So all my music apps are all in one, and all my social media, my Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all that crap is in social media folder. All my banking stuff, because we all know we all have like 17 bank accounts.
Answer me this.
It's all in a folder.
In your closet, are your clothes hung Roy G. Biv? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I might rainbow categorize my colors, my clothes. That's fine. That's totally normal.
Have a great day. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Hey, real quick. I just have a text that I want to read to you guys.
Yeah.
This person, age 27, we asked them to put their age in there, says, I agree with Jackson. You other two are old. Old. There are so many O's and L's and D's in this text message. It just makes me so happy. Old.
Bronson says, folders are essential. I have 12 folders with multiple pages on each.
Holy cow.
You have pages within the folders?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really? Look at Justin over there. He's making folders right now.
This is a whole new level.
Now that he knows how to do it, Justin, How great is it?
Yeah. Does Shazam go in like the music folder, you think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Where else would you? Which folder do you think it would go
in? Well, I'm just creating new ones now. So I'm not going to organize my phone. See, this is the problem.
Justin has OCD.
He's going to love folders. I knew he would.
He'll have one folder that'll hold all the other folders. Yeah. From there.
There's going to be one thing on the home screen. It'll just be a folder
It'll
now.
It'll be so clean. He'll be like, yeah, oh, so clean.
He's going to love clean. It. He's going to really, really love it. Also, John, don't. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening right now, neither of these two really know how to use a phone. Because right before this break, I just spent like 5-10 minutes showing them how to use all the text features on an iPhone.
I've never given a thumbs up before. That's what I learned how to do.
Well, hey, I gave you a thumbs up. I gave you a ha-ha.
Here you go, kid. I'm 40. I got 18 folders on my iPhone. News, school, social media, music, photography, shopping. Folders are so weird.
Oh, shopping's a good one, too.
You know what I do? I just keep deleting apps.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I tried the folders a few weeks ago. Didn't last long. Each page is a folder to me. Amen. I remember where each app is.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I have 16 folders for my apps, and I keep it down to 2 pages. I work in IT, and I have a lot of apps for work, so it makes it easier. I'm 27.
Man, I want the storage capacity that your phone has. That right? Sounds awesome. I'm always out of memory.
I don't think I could hold those many apps. So I think out of the 10 text says it all. Folders are in, Justin. Well, apparently. Justin's already on board.
Yeah, I'm there,
I lost
man.
Justin halfway through this conversation.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, old guy.
Yeah, old.
Well, there's only one old guy in the studio now.
That's right.
We learned 2 things. One, Justin can make folders. 2, Justin's the Zodiac killer. Those are the 2 things.
Yeah, the 2 things you learned.
Main takeaway.
Right, yeah. I got this. I got your back, John. I keep my clothes, computer files, everything super organized and clean. But when it comes to iPhone apps, keep that stuff messy.
Well, you ignored Grant, who said, I'm 27. I just wanted to text in and tell John and Justin that they're old. So, interesting how you skipped over that one.
Hey, I took a survey up on our website yesterday, mix1051utah.com, to tell me the next Netflix show I should watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a fun survey. Did you build that?
I did build it.
It was a blast.
Thank you.
And then you had all those gifts for each like question.
As soon as I found out I could put gifts into the quiz, my life changed forever.
The idea is, look, once you finish binge watching one thing, it's time for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to watch next on Netflix? And so Jackson created this cool quiz. We just ask you, like, personal preference. Some of them are hard, though.
Some of them are hard.
Some of them, like, pick the best-looking female actress. It took me a while. I was stuck on that page for quite some time.
There were too many options. Too many great options.
There really were. Yeah, if I could choose all, that was not one of my choices.
I like her eyes, but you know what? Her smile's better. I don't know.
So I ended up getting Black Mirror.
You know what? He loves that one.
Yes, he does. And I watched. So I listened to the quiz. And you can take the quiz. It's up at mix1051utah.com. So I decided to watch an episode last night.
Isn't that like Tales from the Crypt? Is it a bunch of short?
It's a Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It has the feel of a Twilight Zone. But if you've never seen Twilight Zone, a lot like Tales from the Crypt also.
Okay.
Short stories in the sense that they're just one episode.
Okay. Oh, so one episode's a whole hour?
Right.
Okay.
Or two.
Oh, I didn't get a 2-hour one. Thank goodness.
I got one that was like an hour 15. It was a lot.
I gotta tell you, I think I'm hooked.
It's so good. Which one did you watch?
The quiz knew me well enough to watch to do it. Yeah. I watched the social media one since you and I had talked about
it. I'm telling you, man, it's the best one.
Yeah. So, Justin, I need you to take this quiz and see what you should watch.
I'm on board with that show, though.
And then watch Black Mirror.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Take the quiz. Don't pay attention to it.
And then
watch Black Mirror.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do it.
So there's a math question that went viral after a study discovered that only 60% of 20-somethings could figure it out. And it went down from there the older you got.
Math was never my strong suit.
I will tell you that I did it. And I did not come up with the correct answer the first time. I had to do it again to come up with the right answer.
Okay.
Okay?
What is it?
So here we go. It's 9 minus 3 divided by 1/3 plus 1.
But the 1/3's in parentheses, right?
Plus what?
Plus 1. 1/3 is in parentheses.
That's important.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
9 minus 3 divided by 1/3 plus 1.
The answer is 3.
No.
Okay, why do you think the answer is 3? When you were doing it through?
Yes.
I got 3 the first time I did it as well.
Right, because I was... And where I could be wrong is in the 1/3.
So I'm going to... I'm going to give you one of those.
So the one third, okay, give me this. Is the one third two?
Three is not the right answer for it.
Okay.
It's one, right?
Jackson, look at the big brains on Jackson.
What did he say it was?
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly how you do it. Yes.
You have to do the order of operations, guys. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, parentheses exponents, and you go down the list.
Oh, Morgan does that all the time. He says that.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Talking about Aunt Sally.
No.
So please is parentheses. Anything in parentheses gets done first. Excuse is exponents. So if there's an exponent, you do that next. Please excuse my would be multiply, dear, divide, aunt, add, Sally, subtract.
See, this is the nightmare that I have every night when he asks for help with his homework. I'm like, you know what, Laurie, do you want me to go change out the laundry?
Yeah, you're on your own, kid. You stuck through the show, and for that, you are rewarded with more show. Congratulations.
Or punished with more show.
Yeah.
What does it say?
And you must like punishment if you're still listening to this. This is the part of the podcast that is not on air. This is the part that we like to share with you the other two stories of Choose the News. So Justin's story was picked again today.
It was the rudest text messages that you could do, or like texting etiquette.
Which I got to say was a pretty solid list.
Yeah, it teaches you what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like if you want me to get off my phone and pay attention to you, you should be more interesting.
I agree.
Yeah. Like,
amen.
And that's why like everything was, oh, it's rude when you do this. It's rude when you text when somebody's around. I'm like, well, be more interesting or go away.
It's rude when you bore me.
Yeah. So it's rude when I need to take a nap after talking to you.
Right. Let's get to it then. The other two stories, Jackson versus me. Who's going first today?
It's up to you, kid. I'll let you decide.
I think yours is better, so I'll go first.
Okay.
My tease was reducing this maybe the next beauty fad. And you actually were really close this morning when you brought up the ears.
No
Jackson.
Way.
What is it?
It appears earlobe reduction surgery is going to be the next big thing.
Well, wow. Yeah, because everybody that got those gauge earrings now decides they're not cool.
Well, I'm just saying get Jennifer Love Hewitt on the phone.
Whoa.
Was that too mean? I felt bad saying it.
Man.
Maybe she listens to our podcast.
Oh, whatever.
Not anymore. The procedure is performed by a plastic surgeon who injects the earlobe with a local, like something to take away the pain, and cuts a wedge out. Oh, then the remaining lobe is reattached to create a smaller, more youthful look. They say due to a lifetime of heavy earrings and aging in general, the earlobe stretches as we age.
Really?
Larger earrings have become more in vogue, which means earlobe repairs and earlobe reductions have increased. You can also even put fillers inside, but either way, it's going to cost you a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, wow. None of that stuff's cheap.
Let me see your earlobes. Let me check those. No, you barely have any.
No, they're pretty normal.
You
got
Jackson's. You don't even have like a little bloop, bloop. They kind of just go in a lot.
Yeah. I think Jackson's actually all of us have pretty normal ears.
Yeah, and like I have the earlobes that are tucked in instead of like separated.
Right.
So they just kind of are there.
They just kind of sit there.
Yeah, they're
they don't
cool.
do much.
They're fine.
They're like tonsils.
Occasionally, I put in my Ryan Gosling earrings.
Oh, gosh, I saw those over the
they
holiday.
Are
What
sexy.
Do they look like?
They just have little faces, little Ryan Gosling faces on them.
Why are you encouraging his behavior?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
Asking
just
because
it's him.
I'll wear it to work tomorrow for you, Justin.
Something like a Gosling earring and a cat shirt, right?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Is there a problem?
What's your story, Jackson?
So there was a vigil for a burned down Taco Bell. 100 people showed up to it.
Are you serious?
So at least there are people in the world that are still standing up for what they believe is right.
That's
on
awesome.
On Sunday, approximately 100 people gathered in Montgomery, Alabama to hold a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that burned down last week. They gathered in the Arby's parking lot next to where the Taco Bell used to stand, because, you know,
of course,
respect, pour one out for the homies. They held candles and there was a musical performance, and everyone talked about how the other restaurants in the area could meet their needs. One woman said, quote, and this is my favorite quote I've ever heard, "Waffle House is open, but if you really want to get full, you got to have at least $10. And sometimes they're out of waffles. Taco Bell never ran out of tortillas."
It's true. I went to an El Pollo Loco once. I ran out of chicken.
That can't happen.
If it's in your name, you can't run out of it. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah.
Right? It's called El Pollo Loco. Chicken
right.
is in your name.
Right.
Yeah, you have to have chicken.
Yeah.
Or at least just keep a few spare runs running around the back in
Either
case
way.
It's an emergency.
Right.
Fortunately, no one was hurt when the Taco Bell burned down. The owners say that they were overwhelmed by the vigil, and they plan on reopening as soon as possible, which is great.
There you go. Taco Bell RIP.
You guys
going to do the Taco Bell nacho fries when they come out later on this month?
We'll try them.
Jonathan, how dare you even ask? That is a stupid question.
He's going to wait in line.
That was a dirty look I just got.
Yeah, I'm going to camp out for 3 days beforehand.
Thanks for listening to us. We do appreciate it. A brand new podcast back again tomorrow. Also, a brand new 7:30 second date update. Tell your friends, spread the word, and download it again.